Hello?
Hi.
Ame! Ame!
Hi. Okay, so I was looking into the problem a little bit. Like, I have a game capture card too, but I have the newer version. I don't know if you know, but the one that you have, the game capture card you have, they actually discontinued that one. So I use a different application. So I'm trying to see if, like, your capture card is compatible with this application that I use. But I'm not sure. Have you tried? Because I know Elgato, the capture card should also work as, well, it's kind of dicey as a video capture device on OBS as well. It can go straight in. Because do you do window capture from the app, or do you go straight into OBS?
I do. I think it was video capture because the other thing didn't work at all.
Ah, okay. Yeah, if both of them aren't working, then it's probably
Kelly's
hardware.
Also the chip. I mean, in OBS, the problem is not in OBS right now. It's only the software itself just doesn't recognize the Elgato itself.
Yeah, it's probably. I had a lot of issues too, and I would say if you have a backup plan, so we can work on it later, because I'm not exactly sure we want to do this on stream. You know, it might
why not
require some. Okay.
Wait. One second. I am indeed right now installing an update.
Oh, okay.
But the thing is, like, it worked a minute before the stream.
Yeah.
Why? I just want to fix the audio issue. And then
sometimes
broke
no technology.
Everything. Sometimes it's always.
Yeah, with Kiara, it's always.
Always. Have I ever had a stream where everything went well?
It'll go fine next time.
Wait, what? I think I have to close my face for a second.
Okay.
Wait. This. Okay. What issue did you have today?
OBS was not capturing any of my games, but apparently it was an easy fix to just put it to admin.
Did
you launch OBS as admin?
But OBS is not the issue.
Yeah, okay.
OBS captured the game, but you know, Elgato is not recognizing my switch input.
It goes through the dock, right? I have a way you can test it.
Oh.
Like, to see what the problem is, because you know how usually do you output into another monitor at all? Because I know that Elgato has like the USB into PC.
The USB is in the PC, and then the HDMI also goes into the PS into the PC.
Okay. You can try just doing HDMI from your switch into the monitor by itself and see if it connects, so you can see like if that's an issue, or if it's just like the software. You know what I mean?
I think I tried that before, and then it didn't work.
Oh, that's not good.
Wait.
No, but that was before when it was working though in OBS. So.
No, I mean the plugging it into the monitor. I had that like I tried that like a long time ago.
And that did
not work. But wait, why is it installing so long? Oh my god! Hurry up! Don't have time.
I'm here. Okay. I'm here to help you fill the dead air.
I love you. I love you.
Hopefully that fixes it. But you should upgrade your capture card.
Is it bad?
I mean, they must have discontinued it for a reason, right? No, I think it's mostly because it's the the software that I use with it, it's like an upgrade in the software, I think. So, like, if you upgrade your capture card and you get to use a new software, and hopefully you won't have any issues like this in the future, you know?
I know
you're upgrading a lot of stuff at once.
Yeah! I didn't think that this was such an old capture card. To me, it was still pretty new. But I guess that depends on... Well,
maybe it's not. Maybe it's just discontinued here.
Wait, what? Discord is, for some reason, acknowledging my Elgato now and asking me if I want to use it as an audio. Is that a good thing?
That sounds like a good thing.
Yeah, but it's still installing the update, so it's like in the middle. But maybe that's a good sign.
It started updating itself.
Finish. I have to restart my PC again.
Okay, goodbye. I'll be watching your stream, okay?
Thank you. And my stream will once again have to be disconnected for a second.
Goodbye, everybody.
Bye-bye.